is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence. From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio, the headlines. Government to introduce one-stop shop certificate system for SMEs. Marketeers protest relocation of garbage disposal bin at Hulan Stadium. At least 30 killed in attack on Nigeria village. And in sports news, Amorim sacked by Manchester United after 14 months in charge. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. Government plans to introduce a one-stop-shop certificate system this year to significantly reduce the cost of doing business for small and medium enterprise SMEs across the country. The initiative aimed at protecting small businesses like barbershop, saloons and restaurants to consolidate multiple permits into a single document to prevent the frequent closure of businesses by local authorities. Minister of Small and Medium Enterprise Development, Elias Mwanga, has revealed that his ministry has been consulting with the ministries of local government, finance and commerce to streamline the licensing process. Addressing the challenges faced by entrepreneurs, Mr. Mwanga says the new system would mean that businesses owners no longer need to navigate a mountain of paperwork to remain compliant. He emphasized that government is eager to stop the trend of council police closing down small shops over minor permit issues, especially as the sector recovers from the power deficit. Marketeers at Hulland Market in Lusaka have raised concern over a decision by market authorities to relocate a garbage disposal bin from an isolated roadside area to spot within the market, closer to shops and restaurants. The traders says the move is intended to create space for additional trading stands, but warns that it will possess serious health risks and could negatively affect businesses operating in the market. Speaking to Wonder Radio News, a trader who requested anonymity says the marketeers have already sought an audience with the Lusaka City Council regarding the matter. However, they were advised to engage the Lusaka Waste Management Team and are currently in the process of submitting a formal letter to the Lusaka Waste Management Company. The trader explained that placing the garbage bin near business premises would likely lead to the spread of diseases and produce a false smell which could drive away customers, particularly those who patronize restaurants within the market.
Tukina disposal bin ya tu ya mene kumbu yoku just kutina road kuja iliko kutari yuko na mashops ya di sensitive ngati kuno kusai peta emina pano paliko water tanki kundipo nso kudibana wawo kumu restaurant kumbu yoku. So your idea ya wo kutia tichokija trophy choke kuja kipa bin choke kuja edo upano tiyo kwa kita mba kuti exactly tila ma problem kukua kuli ma restaurant kumbu yoku ye bende iti kuna kuti tipenta kuti chisankale choncho chinkale che kwa mne kuja kani chika mne kwa chibiri or else ya kudide wa ngati changi ko jilaina ngo ya mine mezwa tuza kona ko city council ya mine ngo ko prior better than nje au kia tibazavi nisa kuchopa kuja kwa nse kuja ibole paano yebe tidanda ya so ndiso community wa paano yewa niwe muona wadi isa pakati paano.
Meanwhile, another trader expressed concern over poor sanitation facilities at the market, citing the lack of running water and toilets, and that marketeers are forced to walk long distances to fetch water for their businesses and to use toilets facilities at Woodlands Shopping Mall.
Apa, wafata bini, ukusogoti ya toileti, dena apa, nota tanki. Elonga tinota tanki iti bemani. Dena kata bini chosa kuja, kuleta apa. Zanka infected fete gudisi, chama estrangi. Ansalambo tigula, ma vegetables, wakuji. So tupe mpako chengi, pa heosi, batenzeko, ala wote. Batenzeko, tibeko wate mangi ya utisi dena uriri. Foga pa mi idia meze tenzako, Woodlands Market mwandi, tibutika. Sina problems ya mbili. Tibeko wate mangi ya. So at least mkatuko pako hapa, kapela zaona kwa mbeko chifundi. Batenzeko, boma, itenzeko.
The Kambili royal family of Muchinda chiefdom has expressed deep sorrow following the death of UPND Muchinda ward councillor Thomas Perry, describing his passing as a significant loss to the community, Selenge district and the nation at large. Speaking on behalf of the royal establishment, Mr. Chisenga Kunda conveyed heartfelt condolences to His Excellency President Hakainde Hichilema, the United Party for National Development, UPND, and the people of Muchinda Ward. Mr. Kunda says the Kambuli royal family is deeply saddened by the passing of Councillor Thomas Piri, who was a dedicated and humble public servant. He says Mr. Piri worked closely with traditional leadership and other stakeholders to advance development in Muchinda Ward. Mr. Kunda noted that during Councillor Piri's tenure, the ward recorded notable development milestones, including the construction of the Luambwa Bridge, grading of federal roads, and the establishment of Mulilima Clinic.
Uyu mwana ari bombere bwino kashi muri iki turerira ko bena mucinda kwibona bakateka wefu ba president akaide ichirema kashi kwena mucinda na tuche mpano mbere yo twa tiro kwewa konka nepo ukubomba no uteko wefu wa UPND kashi mwa mucinda tureba ipeko kwa batwa tipele futu mwana wefu ba president utwala bomba nakwe okwata anga konka nyapo mulimo owashire omuyashi kanzena mwano wale umuwa, mwano wale peru mchinshifu, mwano wale
kumbayo. Looking in the camera instead by looking at me face.
A civil rights
this has really been like a long time coming. We've been planning to go video for a while.
For a year, actually.
Under President
I would say a year and a half.
Probably even more.
Yeah, for a year and a half. Last year, well, this year. You know what, when you see this, we recorded it in...
Violating others like Archbishop Alec Banda. Brenna Changala says it has been over 4 years since the UPND came into power and the matter of the Zambia Revenue Authority ZRA motor vehicle was a matter that was tackled in court and certain people were identified. Mr. Changala says Archbishop Alec Banda has never worked for ZRA and has never bought a motor vehicle from ZRA and that just a mere recipient of the vehicle in question. Same way President Hichilema is giving away cash to churches. He says the government is giving huge amount of money to churches which they never did in opposition and has probably been earned using their position and are trying to buy loyalty from the church.
It's a pity that the UPND under Mr. Hakainde Hichilema, who went through this kind of harassment, could come and live that life in real time to persecute those they don't agree with. First and foremost, we must agree that it has been 4 years plus since UPND came to power. And the matter of the ZRA motor vehicle was a matter of court, and certain people were indicted. And the other fact is that Dr. Alec Banda has never worked for ZRA. Dr. Alec Banda never bought a motor vehicle from ZRA. Dr. Alec Banda is a recipient of a gift, just like UPND today is giving out cash to the churches.
Economist Yusuf Dodia has noted that the need to utilize public resources prudently to enable the 2026 national budget benefit the ordinary citizens. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Dodia has called for instruments to be put in place to curb misuse of public resources through the use of electronic and communication technology. He has further called for a strengthened governance structure to ensure accountability and transparency in governance structure. He has demoted the weak governance system in Parastato that is causing them to perform poorly, thereby undermining the economy.
If you look at the large parastatal companies that we run, in many of these institutions, the chief executive officer is appointed by the President of the Republic, and the board is appointed by the line ministry. But if the CEOs are being appointed by the President, you put in place a conflict where the CEO feels he's answerable to the head of state, not to the board which is supposed to supervise him. So these are just obvious governance weaknesses that I think we see, but we seem to prefer to politicize these positions, and because we politicize them, we find that our parastatals are doing very poorly. And then we start to blame, to say, no, we can't do these things properly, we need to privatize, and we end up undermining our own economy. And one area where we have done such a thing is in energy.
Chief Mapanza of Choma District has called on the government to establish